This is Glenn Helzer with World of Radio, number 1310. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded March 29th, America's next shortwave station. Lots more new seasonal schedules. Medium wave news from Roswell to Charlottetown. What's left of BBC to America. The end of calling the Falklands and Radio Tashkent. New Zealand collides with Mother Angelica. And the propagation outlook. It usually takes a few days to a week for the High Frequency Coordinating Committee to put online its modified new seasonal frequency schedules. However, the FCC put up its A06 schedule by March 28th. Thanks to Thomas Moyer in Ontario for pointing this out. This covers, of course, private U.S. shortwave stations only. As we've mentioned a couple of times before, there's a new shortwave station planned in Oregon by Transformation Media International. FCC records show a construction permit was issued last October 3rd, and now frequencies have been coordinated for it, although that does not mean it is on the air or even near to going on the air, but perhaps sometime between now and the end of October. Here's what the FCC schedule shows, and call letters have been assigned, appropriately, KTMI. At 07 to 11 UT on 9820, 02 to 04 on 9845, and 01 to 05 on 11570, each of them at a different azimuth, and each with 50 kilowatts. Furthermore, we found that they had actually coordinated frequencies starting February 1st, but obviously they've not been on the air since then. Another frequency coordinated at that time was 9465 between midnight and 04. You may recall at the beginning of the B05 season, WEWN had to revise its schedule every few days as FEMA kept saying, no, you can't use that frequency, we might use it. Well, now WEWN has boldly gone to a new 60-meter band channel. We'll see how long it lasts. 5035 for English to North America between midnight and 0500. I've noticed the Voice of America African Service back on 15445 with a very good signal here in Central North America in the afternoons, which means that frequency must now be coming from Greenville instead of 15580. And that should include Music Time from Africa on its new schedule, 1 hour, Sundays and Saturdays at 2000. If you're too close to Greenville, try the parallel frequency, probably from Morocco, 15410. Eric Zhou in China found the A06 schedule for KNLS Alaska on the Chinese version of their website, which is usually more up to date, but it shows the entire schedule, including the hours in English. At 08 UT on 11870, at 10 on 9795, at 12 on 9615 and 9780, and at 14 on 9795. However, there's a contradictory information. In the English version of the website, as Alan Rowe points out, it shows the English broadcast at 08 on 11765 instead. Russell Lay in North Carolina has been trying to make arrangements with American Forces Network for reliable QSLing of their USB shortwave frequencies. And he says, contrary to some reports, AFN maintains that the relays are supposed to be 24/7 and not subject to shutdown for priority military traffic. The feeds are unmanned, and they are interested in reports of reception and non-reception from DXers, since this often alerts them when a transmitter is off the air. Furthermore, in DSWCI DX window, Aker Peterson in Denmark says on March 20th, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Nicholas Burns announced that U.S. Air Force units will have been on Keflavik Air Base in Iceland since 1941, but they may leave by September this year. The consequences for the AFN relay at Grindavik are unclear, but if you wish to get that QSL, you better report them now, 7590 or 9340. New Mexico is a rather rare state for medium-wave DXers east of there. Now a high-power station has arranged a special medium-wave DX test. It's KCKN in Roswell on 1020 kHz, which recently changed to a country music format. Via Les Rayburn, we learned that it's early Monday, April 3rd, from midnight to 2 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, that's 06 to 08 UT. Now, the station is normally 50 kilowatts with a directional pattern at night, running roughly northwest-southeast. But for this test, they'll be running 10 kilowatts, non-directional, which is a net gain for those who'd like to hear it, towards Pittsburgh, where it normally has a null at night. Of course, KDKA may still be an obstacle, but listen for Morse code IDs, sweep tones, voice IDs, and classic country music. The sweep tones and codes will be inserted in local breaks at approximately 15, 30, and 40 minutes past the hour. If reporting by email, they'd prefer to have a audio clip in MP3 format, kckn at swwmail.net. Or by postal mail, they would prefer CDs or cassettes to KCKN, P.O. Box 220, Roswell, New Mexico, 88202. Attention, Mr. Don Nickum, NICCUM. More and more Canadian AM stations are being authorized to move to FM, which they think is an improvement, with an overlap period on both for about 3 months once the FM transmitter goes on the air, including the last two remaining medium wave stations in Prince Edward Island. So if you've not yet heard them, once again, now's the time, CHTN 720 and CFCY 630. Thanks to Dean McIntyre for that news from the CRTC. It seems that the Cuban clandestine Radio Republica relays via the UK continue on the same schedule as before. That is 2 hours each at 22 UT on 6135, at midnight on 7205, and at 02 on 7110, all accompanied by heavy Cuban jamming. And we've confirmed the separate Radio Republica service via WRMI and a transmitter in now in Germany has moved from 7160 to 5910, weekdays between 23 and 04, initially escaping Cuban jamming. And via Wolfgang Büschel, we see that another frequency is apparently standing by as an alternative, 9470. Although we know of at least one medium-wave station for the Tarahumara Indians in Mexico, Kim Elliott forwards a Globe and Mail story about a new internet radio station, which is supposedly much needed, and low-tech. Of course, you have to have an internet connection. You can listen to it and read about it at radio.tarahumara.com. As I said, 5910 is now occupied in the evenings by Radio Republica, and still missing from that frequency is Colombia para Cristo, or as it was called, Marfil Estéreo. But they have reactivated their other frequency, 6010, which is slightly off and causing a big heterodyne with Radio Mil in Mexico, as I noted at 0652 UT. Also reported as late as 0805 by Manuel Mendez in Spain. We're finally getting some DX reports of the new Bolivian on 6165 Radio Logos. In Bolivia, Rogildo Aragao reports hearing it March 22nd at 10:45 to 10:58, with a program in Guarani, which is spoken in Paraguay. And he could also hear Radio Logos in the daytime at 18:03 UT, relaying HCJB. And further afield, two more reports of it, although they are presumed or tentative, from Chuck Boland in Florida, March 28th, at 10:07 to 10:35. He was getting something in Spanish. And in Argentina, Arnaldo Slyan reports it at about the same time, 10:53 to 11 UT on 6165, but a low signal. After 11, we must remind you Bonaire is still on that frequency. If you're hearing this before Friday, March 31st at 21:30 UT, reminder of the final broadcast of Calling the Falklands from the BBC. And the frequency has indeed changed for the last two broadcasts. Some of us heard the penultimate one on Tuesday. It's now 11720. Meanwhile, BBC World Service was keeping quiet its plans to make further major cuts to its shortwave frequency usage in the Western Hemisphere. This was presumably to avoid more listener protests, but when the new season started March 26th, a number of the frequencies we were expecting to continue disappeared. And according to their website, these are the only ones left. At 11 to 13 on 11865, 21 to 22 on 15390, 22 to 23 on 5975, all those via French Guiana, plus half an hour Monday through Friday at 21 on 11675. Not sure of the site, but that's from somewhere in the U.S., probably Greenville. We had been able to get BBC at least part of the evening on 5975, but no longer. Richard Cuff, on the shortwave programs list, says there were approximately 66 and two-thirds daily transmitter hours targeting the Americas and Caribbean before July 2001. Now there are 4.5 daily transmitter hours, a 93% reduction. If you enjoy Portuguese music as I do, there's a new frequency from Lisbon, 7240. It's weekdays only from 05 to 08, intended for Europe, but well heard here, even when other European signals are not making it. The demolition of the Radio Liberty Towers at Playa de Pals, Catalunya, Spain, took place as scheduled last March 22nd. And since then, some video clips have appeared of this historic event. We'll include a link to them on the World of Radio 2006 headline page via worldofradio.com. There was a lot of press coverage of this, as well as discussion on the DX lists, Radio Liberty frequently being denigrated as a propaganda station. I should point out that although this is a sad and momentous occasion, Radio Liberty had not used these antennas for almost 5 years, so it's not like the station has now suddenly disappeared from shortwave. It lives on with numerous services via other transmitter sites. Spain has made its usual A-season shift all the way from 49 to 19 meters for the only hour left in English to North America at midnight UT. It's back on 15385, a frequency so high, which means it will sometimes propagate and sometimes not, although it should be better as summer approaches. Strangely enough, broadcasts in Spanish are much easier to hear from Spain, including some of my favorite shows. The classical music Nuestro Cielo is now half an hour at 1330 UT weekdays, 17595 and 15170, among others. La Bañera de Ulises, which presents music from the Mediterranean Basin, remains at 1405 UT Tuesdays on 17595, also Tuesdays at 2205 on 17850 and 15110. Even when they're not preoccupied by strikes and civil strife, Radio France International is slow to publicize its new English language schedule. I can't guarantee this is correct, but I've tried to put it together from an overall TDF transmission schedule. Remember, all of these are to Africa or Asia, not intended for North America. Half an hour at 04 on 11700 and 9805, at 05 on 15160 and 13680, at 06 on 17800 and 15160, a full hour at 07 on 17800. At 12 to 12:30, 21620 and via Ascension 17815. At 14 to 15, 21620. At 16 to 17, 11615 and via South Africa 15160 and 7170. And from 16 to 17:30, 17605 and 15605. A number of these will change again on May 7th. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1310. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. With the advent of daylight shifting time in North America on April 2nd, our times shift 1 hour earlier, in some cases, on U.S. shortwave stations. Here's the latest info about our World of Radio scheduling on WBCQ, Wednesdays at 22 UT on 7415, and at 23 on 18910. UT Sundays and Mondays at 0300 on 9330, and Mondays at 0415 on 7415. There's been a sudden change in World of Radio on WWCR for our first broadcast, which has been on Thursday afternoons for many years, now shifting to Friday afternoons at 3:30 Central. That means 21:30 UT this week and 20:30 UT after that on 15825. The other times, as far as we know, continue, shifted for daylight time, Saturday at 16 UT on 12160, Sunday at 0230 on 5070, 0630 on 3215, and Wednesday 0930 on 9985. On WRMI, there is not a DST shift for the broadcasts on 9955, says Jeff White. We will be remaining UT Saturday at 06, UT Sunday at 0530, and UT Monday at 0500. And the one broadcast on 7385, strangely enough, shifts one UT hour later, we believe. Saturdays it will be at 1430 UT. I'd be interested to hear from anyone listening to World of Radio in DRM via Bulgaria. WRN's new schedule for that is 13865, Saturdays at 0800 UT. The full schedule for their DRM service, which carries the WRN English to Europe stream, is 08 to 14 on 13865, 14 to 18 on 11540, and 18 to 21 on 9310. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Pete Bentley. Standard disclaimer. Back to our roundup of new summer schedules from Europe. Andy Sennett says one of the frequencies given last week was incorrect for the Western North America broadcast of Radio Netherlands, which has, by the way, shifted from 05 to 04 UT. It's on 6165. The broadcasts to New Zealand and Australia have had to move much earlier than before. They're now at 06 and 07 UT, both on 9700. And they carry a repeat of the previous UT day's programming. The new program day starts at 1000. English once again from YLE Radio Finland, discovered by Joe Hanlon in New Jersey. Although it's probably not intentional, just because there happens to be a 3-minute English news summary in the domestic service they are relaying. It's at 1255 UT, heard on 15400 and 13715. And it's probably weekdays only. By the way, there's co-channel interference now from NHK in French to Africa via Ascension. And I see on their website that Nunci Latini, the Latin news capsule on Sundays, is now scheduled at 13:53 on 15400. Via Dan Sampson, primetime shortwave, the only two English hours from Radio Polonia are now scheduled on shortwave at 12 on 9525 and 11850, and at 17 on 7220 and 7265. One version of the Sackville schedule showed they would still be carrying Radio Prague relays in English at 04 on 6100. However, I'm no longer hearing it. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain points out that Radio Slovakia International has revamped its website, www.slovakradio.sk/initportal/rsi/index.php. Ted Schertzinger says on SW Programs, since they set out a schedule, it may be a few more months before we hear the next reports of a possible closure of their shortwave broadcasts. Here's the English portion to North America at 01-5930 and 9440, to Europe at 16 and at 18:30 on 5920 and 6055, and to Australia at 07 on 9440 and 15460. Via DX Mix News in Bulgaria, here's the new schedule of Radio Budapest, Hungary in English. To Europe, Sundays only at 15 on 6025 and 9690. The rest are daily. For less than half an hour at 19 on 3975 and 6025, 21 on 6025. Same hour to South Africa on 9525. To North America at 01 on 9590 and at 0230 on 9795. Jukka Kinkamo in Finland notes that on March 28th, the 2100 broadcast said there would be election rallies the coming weekend, so there may be some extended special programming. Mike Barraclough in England reports hearing Radio DMR Pridnestrovia from Moldova on the new frequency of 5910 in English at the earlier time for summer of 1600 UT. He says it's very strong on a clear channel, though overmodulated. Via John Norfolk, here is the Voice of Russia English schedule to North America. At 01 to 05, 15555. At 01 to 04, also 15595. Here are the additional frequencies. At 01 to 02, 9665 and 7250. At 02 to 03, 9860 and 9665. The same at 03 to 04, plus 9880. And at 04 to 05, 9860, 9880, and 9665 as well. The Shijak transmitter site of Radio Tirana, Albania, was off the air for a few days because of a dispute over the power bill. But as of March 28th, they were back. Wolfgang Busch reports the English broadcast at 1845 loud and clear on 7465 and a little stronger on 9920. Both of them without interference, he says, superb frequency selection. Although it's often preempted for sports or religious events, the English broadcast from the Voice of Greece, Greeks Everywhere, is expected to appear on Saturdays at 14 UT, says John Babas, 9420, 12105, and 15630, plus Delano 9775. The Music Hour, It's All Greek to Me, presented in English, Sundays at 0905 on 9420, 12120, and 15630. And the only other English program, Orientation, News in English, daily at 1830 to 19 on 7430. That second harmonic from Zimbabwe on 6612, which is widely heard, at least on one occasion, March 25th into 26th, was being heard instead on 6688 by many DXers around the world. We've had several reports of an unidentified Middle Eastern station on 4675. BBC Monitoring says it's Voice of Free Kurdistan, heard already in progress at 1645 and off the air abruptly at 2002. Ethnic music and talks in Kurdish. Apparently a new station several weeks after just running continuous music around 16 to 20 UT. It's in the Sorani Kurdish dialect. We enjoy listening to Radio Seoul, Radio Peace, the U.S. PSYOPS service to Afghanistan via the U.K. because of the music they play. Now it's running from 12 to 18 UT on 17700. Radio Tashkent, Uzbekistan, dropped shortwave at the end of last year but continued on the Internet. Now a message from the German service has been received saying that too will be closed March 31st. We assume this affects all their external languages, including English, so hurry up and listen to them via the Internet while you can. And that has been rather unreliable. Here's a new frequency and time when we might be able to hear AWR wave scan from Guam in North America, although it's beamed west to India, Sunday at 16 UT on 11640. Via Alokesh Gupta, some of the English broadcasts via relays from Radio Taiwan International. The WYFR service to Europe at 22 UT has moved up to 15600. And the relay via France to Africa at 17 has moved to 15690. It's probably changed again by now, but the Sound of Hope International, attacked by heavy Chinese jamming, keeps moving around. As of March 23rd and 24th, it was on 17330 after having been on 17350. According to Ola Alm in Sweden, Shigenori Aoki in Japan, and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us that the Shiokaze program for Japanese kidnapped by North Korea will expand its English service on April 10th. On Tuesdays, it's all in English at 14 to 15 and repeated at 19 to 19:30. That's on 5890 via Russia. Eric Kuya in Denmark says the Voice of Korea, Pyongyang, has a big signal in English at 15 on 12015, where one might hope to hear Mongolia. The national newspaper in Papua New Guinea reports the latest shortwave station there off the air due to local disputes. It's the Southern Highlands Provincial Station, NBC Nek Bilang Muruk. That's the one on 3275. RRI Jakarta has reactivated 11860. We've had several reports. Dr. Peterson, DSWCI, says it had been off since last July. Heard by Roland Schulze in Germany, fading in at 1330 and fading out at 1816. This is one of the domestic networks, the ProTIGA program. As usual, especially during the week of confusion, there are several frequency collisions which ought to have been avoided. One of the worst I've encountered was on 9885. Both Radio New Zealand International in English and WEWN in Spanish between 0655 and 1059 UT. That's the entire span New Zealand uses it, although it's used for many hours before and after by WEWN. The two stations are about 5 hertz apart, causing a subaudible heterodyne in addition to the audible co-channel interference. I've informed RNZI about this, and I know they are flexible in changing frequencies. They only need to be convinced it's necessary. Theoretically, there is no overlap in target areas since WEWN is aiming at Latin America and RNZI at the Pacific. But many of us like to listen to RNZI in Europe and North America. Noel Green in England says, I hear WEWN and it's spoiling my reception of RNZI. Surely we can do better than this. And John Filiozzi opines, this is something that drives knowledgeable broadcast engineers absolutely bonkers. How anyone with shortwave experience can assume that a shared frequency with multiple users absolutely will not clash with one another because the beam for each is intended for different ITU zones is something that vexes me. It's not like there are not a wealth of frequencies to be used. Meanwhile, RNZI is gearing up for their DRM service, but it appears at times they are running their second transmitter at the same time as the first one, so two different frequencies for the time being, both in analog. Carlos Gonçalves in Antipodal, Portugal, often monitors RNZI. On March 29th until 0701, he was hearing them on 9885 and 15720. Via Alokesh Gupta, the A06 English schedule from Channel Africa, South Africa. At 03 to 04, 5960. At 03 to 05, 3345. 05 to 6, 9685. 05 to 8, 7240. 06 to 7, 15255. 10 to 12, not certain of that time, on 9620. 15 to 16, 17770. 17 to 18, 15235. And 20 to 22 UT on 3345. Via Alokesh Gupta, Radio Cairo's English broadcast to Europe and North America remain as before, 2115 to 2245 on 9990, 23 to midnight 30 on 11885, but now no longer colliding with WIFR, and 02 to 0330 on 7270. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued March 28th, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. A and K indices peaking at 12 and 3 April 6th and 7th, 20 and 4 on the 14th and 15th, in between down to 5 and 2. Solar flux 75, but inching up to 80 between April 9th and 19th. Remember, there have been a lot of changes in our schedule. You'll find them all at worldofradio.com/radioskd.html. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1310.